the rest of the story. You are on a cruise ship in some exotic port. You want to disembark to see the sights? Do not, if you can help it, leave your grammar school-age son or daughter back on board. Take it from John and Ellen Billington. They had planned only a brief excursion after the ship docked. Surely young Francis, especially under the watchful eye of his older brother John, would be safe in the cabin. And yet, while that may have been the case, the Billingtons had not asked themselves whether the cabin itself would be safe from Francis, or for that matter, the entire ship. For this is the rest of the story. No sooner had Mom and Dad left than little Francis and his brother grew bored. John Jr. solved his own half of the problem by wandering off. But now Francis is alone in the cabin all by himself, with only his penchant for mischief, his vivid imagination, and his precocious intellect for company. It is possible, although not recalled, that the boy's parents heard the explosion wherever they were. In any case, they were very soon back on board the ship, greeted by mild pandemonium and the acrid aroma of still dissipating smoke. John and Ellen were frantic, and even more so when they learned the origin of the chaos was their own young son. What had happened, they demanded to know. Well, the breathless reports varied. One was that little Francis had gotten hold of some firecrackers and shot him off in his room. Another insisted the child had actually made the firecrackers. A third account was most disturbing of all. Francis had found a gun, a real gun, had brought it back to the cabin and discharged the gun. Whatever the specific source of the blasts, they had been made by Francis. They had ignited some flammable material which blazed a burning trail toward a large container of explosives. Other passengers observing this intercepted the surging flames before they actually reached the magazine. Had that fire not been extinguished, the entire ship would surely have blown up. Miraculously, nobody was hurt. In fact, little Francis found the flurry of activity rather exciting and amusing. That is, until the spanking. Parents, be you thus forewarned, especially far from home, where routines are unestablished and discipline succumbs to spontaneity. Keep an eye on the little ones, in memoriam of one little rascal who very nearly changed history. For you see, John and Ellen Billington had left their ship on no ordinary excursion. They were out with many of the other passengers searching for a home. A tiny corner of wilderness where they intended to proclaim this to be their final destination. And this only days after dropping anchor off the east coast of North America in November of 1620. From a vessel that had survived the Atlantic and yet was nearly sunk by a little boy. The Pilgrim's only lifeline to England. The ship you know as the Mayflower. Only now you know the rest of the story.